If someone's experiencing social anxiety or physical signs of anxiety, maybe they're sweating or blushing, which people with social anxiety worry about so much.
Right.
How can you still manage to be social when you're experiencing physical signs of anxiety?
Yeah, no, good. I think that physical signs of anxiety are common. Certainly blushing can be quite visible depending on the situation and the lighting and coloring and so on, but it can be visible and it feels more visible than it actually is. But I think that blushing, trembling, like shaky hands, sweating a lot, having a really, really dry mouth, so much that it's hard to speak. So there's lots of physical signs of anxiety, and they may be present much of the time, or they may just hit you off guard. Like sometimes they just happen totally out of the blue. Giving a presentation, it suddenly hits you. It's okay to take a pause. I think that if, depending on the circumstances, if you're doing a lecture, you might just have a drink of water. You might just take a deep breath. It's just important to pause. I think that you can, in certain circumstances, take a break. For example, if you're having a panic attack, extreme anxiety, you can just excuse yourself for a few moments and go to the washroom. Do something that causes a different physical sensation. So in the bathroom, do 10 jumping jacks. Shake your hands vigorously. Run your hands under really, really cold water. You know, if you can't leave the situation, say that you're sitting around a boardroom table or are in a job interview or something, you know, certain things you can do under the table. You can clench your hands under the table. You can always take a breath. You can always pause, say, excuse me, could you repeat what you just said? Some people like to have really, really sour candy in their pocket. It's something that causes an alternative sensation. It's kind of grounding and focuses you on something else.
Yeah. And an interesting thing about really sour candy is it makes you salivate, which is kind of the opposite of that sympathetic reaction. And that can also trigger like nervous system calming.
And you know, another kind of easy thing you can do is you can name your emotions. Oh, I'm feeling really anxious right now. It's kind of, if you say, you can say it out loud sometimes, because naming something actually causes a bit of distance.
Yeah.
And it helps just a wee bit.